This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show from Borgata. This may be our last show at Borgata this calendar year. We will be back in January, I'm sure. But I just to recreate what just happened there, because it was charming. When Al is doing the something show, normally, we end up coming back 30 to 60 seconds early.
Yes.
When Johnson is doing it, we never have that problem. Keith Jones is here today. Jonesy, would you analyze the difference between Johnson and Al?
Johnson loves to listen to himself talk. Nobody else does, but wow. Johnson loves to listen to himself.
And we're off.
I hear him coming in overnight, and he does not seem to mind the sound of his own voice.
It's a beautiful thing.
Johnson's in for Al today because Al's taking off days after big hockey games. And, yes, hallelujah, the Flyers won last night. Thank you, Carter Hart. That was nice, right, Jonesy?
Oh, it was great. He played great last
night. So, Johnson's here at Borgata. Jonesy's here at Borgata. I'm here at Borgata. Dave Breitbauer's back. He's here at Borgata. At the studio, that's Rhea Hughes and Ava Graham. Rhea, you're back there, right?
Good morning.
Is it horrible weather-wise there also?
Well, when I woke up at 3, it was actually not raining, which was shocking because it was so brutal when I went to sleep last night. But it did start raining a little bit as I came to work.
Well, Jonesy encountered some horrific weather after the Flyers game last night up in North Jersey. It came down the pike, and Jonesy was horrible.
It was a monsoon when I got here to the Borgata.
Hopefully you're not flooded in today. We got a football Friday, and we got a lot. This is going to be fun. All of our main people are in place today. Mike Lombardi at 7 to talk about this mess with Micah Parsons. Dick Vermeil's in at 8 because he's going to figure out how to stop Justin Fields. Matt Spiegel will be on with us from 670 The Score in Chicago at 9 to tell us whether or not there's anything left to play for the Bears, who have lost 6 straight and are out of the playoff picture. And then at 9:40, this is going to be so awkward, Rhea.
Why?
Because you know we're here at Borgata, and the man who has completely blown away Borgata with the residencies here, Sebastian Maniscalco, has a new TV special on Netflix. Henry, I hope we're not biting the hand that feeds us here, but it's not good.
No. He's great live. You and I have both seen him.
He's great live.
Phenomenal.
Except this one.
But his latest show is not great, and we're going to talk about that with Jay Black and other great stuff. But we must start, and I'm not starting with Micah Parsons again, Rhea, even though I am still fascinated by the latest developments in the story. We'll get to that later in the hour. We're going to start with Sunday, 1 o'clock, Soldier Field. I got to tell you one thing. If you have never been to Soldier Field, that should be on your list. And people, I need anyone who's listening at this early hour who is planning a trip to Chicago. I know fans of Philly are heading out there, the special travel group, and I want to know if anybody's going, because I saw something at Soldier Field I have never seen anywhere else on TV or otherwise. I'm going to guess 1985, give or take a year.
Wow.
It's a playoff game, Jonesy.
Yep.
And a legendary punter is back in his own end zone. And it was so windy.
Yes.
At Soldier Field, Sean Landetta swung his leg and missed the ball entirely.
No.
It's a legendary moment, and I still he made jokes about it later in the year when he became later in his career when he became an Eagles punter.
Like a Charlie Brown moment.
Jonesy, he swung and missed.
Yeah.
He did that. It was so windy.
Oh, yeah.
It blew the ball from the time he dropped it from his hand to his foot. It went so far away, he didn't touch it.
It can happen there. What's the weather like this weekend? Do we know?
15. It's high of 15. Yes, you know.
Rio, 10 to 15 now. It was 10 to 20 yesterday. Here's the whole thing. I'm going to give the Eagles their game plan, all right, at least offensively. Run the ball. Johnson.
It'll be there.
Run the ball.
I agree.
You got. Oh, I keep thinking about that play, that sequence where they were up 21-0. They're back at their own 8-yard line. They don't run the ball. They throw a deep ball in the rain. In the Meadowlands, up 21 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. No! Don't do that. Second down, Sanders ran 5 yards. Third down, sack back at the two. Block, punt. Sippis gets injured, running out of bounds. We'll talk about his replacement later in the show. Don't do that. You have a great running game. Jason Kelce was out with us yesterday. He said, well, you know us. We always want to run the ball. Run the ball!
1 o'clock kickoff in Chicago at Soldier Field, 27 degrees with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour.
30 miles an hour. Oh, my God.
That's cold.
Run the ball. Run the ball. Cause so that's my whole offense.
Yeah, good.
Defensive side of the ball?
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, make sure you know where Justin Fields is.
He's an exciting player.
Justin Fields. Look, there's a lot of guys who run well with the ball. We have one right here, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Justin Fields is faster than Hurts. Justin Fields in the open field will outrun everybody you got. And I'm going to prove it to you with a couple of things. I think we should start. Let's start by talking about Jonathan Gannon, because he is entrusted in finding a way to stop Justin Fields. Johnson, you have a lot of faith in that.
No.
Jonesy.
I have some faith.
You have
in
some?
It. I do have some. More than I've ever had before.
This game's going to be closer because of that.
Let's evaluate by his words earlier this week if Gannon has a good plan for Fields. Here's Gannon.
Obviously, Justin's a very unique player and got drafted where he got drafted for a reason. You know, you're not the number one recruit in the country for not being having a very unique and special skill set. So we got a big time challenge ahead of us, and we got to make sure that we do a good job defend this guy.
I don't know. That
he
thing
sounds
me,
ready for it.
I guess he's ready, but I don't think he's got it. And Fields himself being on a losing team this year, but starting to come into his own, he must be looking across the sideline and going, maybe that's me next year.
You know,
maybe if I could just refine my game. He's not great at protecting the ball. He is not a tremendous thrower, but neither was Hurts when he first started. Yeah. Hurts started as a guy whose biggest weapon was his feet, and now his biggest weapon is his arm. He's great, but it took a while. Maybe Fields looks over there and says, that's going to be me in a year or two.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities
Very
between
similar.
The two players.
Here is Fields talking about how much this game means to him.
I'm excited to see what we can do as a team, you know, with these guys, because like you said, you know, they're labeled as one of the best teams in the league. So, you know, any, you know, chance you get to go up against a team like this, the Buffalo Bills next week, I mean, it's awesome just to see what we can do now. And then, of course, you know, just to see where we are right now. And, of course, we're going to go in there, you know, swinging. So they know that. They know that, you know, we're not just going to lay down and let them do that. So,
All right, here's the thing, all right? Maybe they're not even going to have Claypool, who they acquired during the season.
Yeah, he's
a very good receiver. I mean, just devise a plan that makes sure you keep Justin Fields bottled up. I mean, if you're not worried about his passing, and you probably shouldn't be, and you're not worried, all you really got to do is devise a plan that bottles him up.
Yeah, you do.
Just do that, all right? Now, that's where we bring in Baldy. This is how much WIP thinks of Brian Baldy, the Odyssey insider. Brian Baldy was on our show and on the afternoon show. And the afternoon show got into some X's and O's, and they asked Baldy what the plan would be to stop Justin Fields.
Well, Justin Fields is a problem. I mean, nobody has more big splash plays in this whole league. I mean, he is a big play potential on every single play. And I can't, you know, I was just thinking about this week, like the only guy on the Eagles team that could actually be a scout team player like Justin Fields is Jalen. So I'm just curious if Jalen's back there, you know, playing scout team quarterback for the Bears, because they don't have anybody else like that. So, I mean, he's a remarkable talent. And I don't see anybody catching him. Into the secondary. I don't see anybody catching Jalen either. I mean, he just runs out of bounds when he runs out of bounds. I don't see anybody catching him from behind. I mean, I'd like to see these two guys in a foot race. And Justin Fields, like, I would not sleep on that guy.
All right. I assume they're not going to sleep on him. He had a game this year. He ran 179 yards.
I know. I remember that game.
Here's the distinction. He has not played in every game, and he has thrown 10 interceptions. Hurts has thrown 3.
Yeah, it turns the ball over a lot. So here's the
thing. He's going to throw you the ball. You got to catch it. He's going to get intercepted in the game. He's probably going to break a couple of runs for big games.
Oh, he had a
too.
55-yard touchdown run against the Packers.
He has the speed of a wide receiver.
No, he is in the open field. Yeah. He's unbelievably fast.
His over-under 69.5 yards for the game.
No,
what
I'd
would
take,
you take
the over.
That
I'd take
over.
The over.
Really?
I'd take the over.
Wow.
I would. I hate
wow.
to say
even
it.
Though their game
I
plan,
would.
Their entire
And I'm going to tell you why I'd take the over. And I'm going to get into this later in the show. I think the Eagles have one real star coordinator. And it's not Gannon, even though Gannon's gotten 3 head coach job interviews.
You're right about
and
this.
And Shane Steichen hasn't gotten any. Shane Steichen is the star of
is.
East coordinator. The fans know. We did a poll on it yesterday.
Yeah.
I do not have full confidence in Gannon. I do have confidence that the Eagles are deep enough. And they're even getting Goddard back this week.
Oh,
the Eagles,
beautiful.
I think, will
beautiful.
Win the game. And I'll give you my prediction right now. Eagles 31. And Bears 21. But the fact that the Bears are scoring 21 points in my prediction tells you I don't have full faith in Gannon.
They do
but
put points up on the board.
It's going to be fun to watch because these are two extremely talented and volatile quarterbacks, especially with their feet.
What's going to be fun is they give up, I believe, 3 to 4 sacks a game.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for Brandon Graham to go double
please.
Digits.
That's a great – Rhea. Let's get to double digits
That'd be
Sunday.
Great, wouldn't it?
Would that be great? Yeah. Here are your numbers. I need to talk to people who are going to Chicago. And I have one other thing, too, that ties in with a consumer issue I'm going to be dealing with later. Who has tickets to the Sixers game tonight against Steph Curry? Because when you purchase the tickets, you are going to see maybe the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA. You will not see him.
He's hurt.
He has a shoulder impingement. He will not be there tonight. And it does not shock me because when you're dealing with the NBA, the first 4 months of their season, consumer fraud.
Yeah, but he was actually really hurt in that game the other night.
No, I know he's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're faking it.
No.
I'm saying caveat emptor.
Oh, absolutely.
When you are buying tickets the first 4 months of an NBA season. Because you may be buying a ticket to see a player who will not play, whether the reason is real or fake. That's what I'm saying. Jump on board right now, later in the hour. Yeah, we will have Simon and John on to set up a game at legendary Soldier Field. We're going to start, though, with Dave, the Say What guy. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Angelo. Justin Fields, come on, man. Come on.
What do you mean?
Who do you think the Eagles practice with? Who's our quarterback?
Jalen Hurts. All right, that's a good point.
You don't think they would practice with him?
You have no concerns yourself, Dave, about Justin Fields on Sunday?
Listen, when he get hit, all that running will stop. Trust me. And
our
defense is fast. We don't have a slow defense, Ange.
Dave, you put me in a terrible spot here. You realize that.
You know, I tell you every
hold
week.
On. Let me explain my dilemma, Dave. Maybe you could help me with it. I have two different football authorities, and I have to weigh their opinions. One would be Brian Baldinger, who played the game and analyzes it now on Odyssey. The other is the Say What guy who calls into our show. This is a dilemma, Dave. Who do I listen to?
who have been following the Eagles, who have been following the Eagles for at least 50-some years.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Ange.
Good job, Dave.
Hold on a minute, Dave.
Stand up. Come on, Ange.
Dave, hold on.
Come on, Ange.
No, Rhea's doing it. She's still going to be at Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, instead of Baldiger, Odyssey Insider, the Say What guy.
Pretty sure I'm sticking with Baldy.
Well, listen. When I call,
Dave, I hope you're right.
Go ahead.
Do you trust Gannon, Dave? That's the question. Do you trust him?
Listen, Ange, this is the right time that the team is gelling, man. These guys, the defense is gelling. The offense is gelling. And it's going to be honest with you, you know what I really think, Ange?
Yeah.
I think it's not going to be a bunch of hoopla with the players. I think all the hoopla is going to come from the fans and the media. They're going to go about their business, man, and do what they got to do. They don't have to prove nothing to nobody.
They are the best team
in the league.
I'm with you, Dave. Dave, give me a say what.
Say what?
That's the say what guy, Al. And Jonesy, he is stating that this will not be a problem. What do you think, Johnson? What you got in this game?
I got news for you. This game is going to – the first three quarters are going to be pure aggravation.
They are.
And I think it has nothing to do with the talent of the players.
Yeah.
I think it's all about the coaching in this game.
Yeah.
And it's a very – I mean, the quarter – Justin Fields is so unique. He's going to present quite the problem for Jonathan Gannon.
I'll tell you what I'm feeling. You know, somebody said it earlier the week, and I made light of it, but this is the ultimate trap game.
That's for sure.
That's a fact. You got Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. I said it yesterday. I want the Cowboys to win Sunday. I want the game on Christmas Eve to be a closeout game. The Eagles blow out the Cowboys, and they clinch
their
division.
That would be something.
Christmas Eve.
And
if the Cowboys lose, the Eagles win on Sunday, that will not happen. It will not be that big a thing. Anyway, here are your numbers. If you're going to Chicago, you're required by law to call in this number, 215-592-9494. And if you were buying tickets to see the Sixers tonight because Steph Curry's in town, he's not in town. He's got a shoulder injury. He's not with the team. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time at 6:16.
Trust Compassion Healing. That is exactly what you'll receive from the exceptional physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation. Whether you're dealing with aches, pains, or an injury, NovaCare's movement experts will listen to you. They'll create a plan that gets you back to work, life, and the things you love. Create a health partner for life with NovaCare. As the official provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, and Flyers, NovaCare has more than 150 convenient locations throughout the Delaware Valley and South Jersey. Visit NovaCare.com to schedule an appointment today. Not sure physical therapy is right for you? No problem. You can request a complimentary consultation and speak with a therapist to determine your next best step. The Philly sports teams choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, experience the power of physical therapy. Brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, Eagles at the Bears Sunday. Only one player missed practice for the Birds, Reed Blankenship. Lane Johnson did participate, had been dealing with an abdominal issue. Dallas Goedert did practice. Justin Fields also practiced for the Bears. He sat out one with an illness. Receiver Chase Claypool missing a second consecutive practice. 49ers clinched the NFC West with a 21-13 win over Seattle. 10-4, San Francisco can finish no lower than the third seed. And the Flyers beat the Devils 2-1. Carter Hart, 48 saves. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. PDQ POS.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Meineke. Morning showers and cloudy, a high of 49. It is currently 44. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke, doing car care right. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Ugh.
6:23 on a football Friday for Borgata. Oh, and I just threw a curveball to Ava Graham with the questions, and I did it but at the behest of our own Keith Jones. Because Jonesy, is when he's in a casino, when he's in Borgata, he likes to think about wagering.
Yes.
Ava, did you get our new question?
I did.
See, she's right on top of stuff here. So we will save the question of who thinks they're going to win the game. And let's start with Jonesy's question.
And it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Which way would you bet on Justin Fields' over-under running yards in Sunday's game? Under 69, over 69.
And I think Jonesy, Johnson and I both said over, right, Johnson?
Definitely over.
We're over. This guy runs a lot, and he runs very well. Jonesy, over or under?
I'm waiting for the whatever the vote is, I'm going to bet. Whatever that vote ends up today, that's going to be my play before I leave here today.
Keith Jones will bet what you say on the over-under.
Trust Rhea, our listeners.
Rhea, what do you have on this?
He's really their only threat on offense, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go under.
She's going under with Jonathan Gannon.
Choice, Rhea.
Ava Graham, over or under?
Over.
She's got
three overs and one
ladies
under.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a shocking twist, Ava Graham has gone against.
Broken ranks.
I'm sorry, Rhea.
She broke ranks with Rhea Hughes. Rhea's alone with the under. Let's see how much faith you have. It really is a vote of confidence in Jonathan Gannon. You think he can devise the proper strategy. And one other thing, I do have one now. I have a guy from L.A., who is going to Chicago.
Nice.
But
nice.
I don't have anyone yet. See, this is not good the way the schedule worked out, because when you're looking at trips to go with the Eagles on, this is a great trip.
It's an awesome town.
Jonesy, you go all over North America.
Yeah.
You're everywhere with TNT. You're everywhere with doing the Flyers game. Where does Chicago rank?
It's at the top.
It is.
It is the best city in the U.S. to go. And it's got everything you want. If you like a great steak dinner, you have multiple choices.
And Gibson's, so is great. That the place?
Yeah, Gibson's is awesome.
All right.
And then there's so many things to do, places to see. You said even Soldier Field, you can get a tour of that.
Oh, that's a great story.
There's so much history in Chicago as well. Even the boat tour, which you wouldn't want to do this time of year.
No, I
but
did the boat tour
that's
this
fun.
Time of the year.
It's awesome.
It is.
The boat tour takes you to some great historic sites. No, Chicago
it's a great
is
place.
A great city.
Food is incredible.
Not in December.
And you're saying in all of North America, Jonesy, if I wanted a big piece of meat.
That's your place.
That's where I would go?
Yes, it is.
Any dinner suggestions? It's not right.
You want that a meal, not a midnight snack.
Let me go to Pete first. Pete's in L.A. It's 3:26 there, and he is heading. Oh, he's heading to Vegas. Oh, Pete, you're not going to Chicago. You go to Vegas. What's that about?
It's called Gravy Train with Biscuit Wheels. But I need Jonesy to pretty much tell me what's going on, because let's face it. By the way, Angelo, congratulations. Yep. We're going to talk about it forever. Your interview with Dave Urim was unbelievable. It made everybody happy. Everybody checked it out. Thank you, Angelo.
Well, thank you, Dave. That is on the KYW website, I believe.
He's an excellent writer, by the way.
He is apparently a great writer and broadcaster. And the reason why he is because we trained him.
He hides
taking
it well.
Credit for it again.
All right, so, Pete, what are you doing? You're going on a gravy train with biscuits for wheels to Vegas. What are you doing in Vegas? Is this some sort of a junket?
Jonesy would pretty much know. I'm basically some wealthy gentleman. I'm 45.
Right.
Some guy is taking us to like a guy's trip where, you know, you play golf at Belly High and whatever.
Nice.
My point is, I'm going to MGM, get the free biscuit and wheels. What Jonesy wants, because Jonesy is always the guy who, he's more of a short sider.
Yep, he's very short sighted. Pete, have you been drinking at all?
Keith?
Have you been drinking? Pete, are you drinking?
Always.
You always. He says that with pride. Yes. Jonesy, what are you feeling for the game?
I'm feeling the Eagles are going to destroy them.
They will destroy
yes.
them.
Yes.
And you have, but you do have the over for Justin.
No,
Fields.
I'm waiting to hear what people say.
Pete,
I'm
over or under for Field, 69 yards.
I'm going with Rhea.
She's going under. Pete, have a great trip. I'm going to let you go at this point.
Don't drive.
Sounds, he sounded a little under
Pete's
the weather.
Always interesting.
Did he? He often does do that. And when I ask him if he's been drinking, most of the time he has been.
Yes.
And you know what? I enjoy consistency.
Yes.
I think it's nice to know that some people and you can bet on.
Yeah. He's not great at it, but he's doing it.
All right. Let us go next to our leader. Because you know our leader will have inspiring words for us. Jason from the Dirty 30s. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo. I'm morning team.
You're 12-1, Jason. Are you living large right now?
I am, Angelo. And I'm ready to go bear hunting this weekend.
All right. You do think that the Eagles will take down Justin Fields and his fine talents?
Oh, please believe it.
He is adopted.
He's on a roll.
He is adopted, Rube. So
Little Rube, we'll call him.
All right, Jason, what do you feel? Do you want to inspire the fans? You want to talk to them this morning?
I sure do. Listen, okay?
Yep.
This game is going to be an absolute cakewalk, all right? I'm not afraid to Justin Fields. Yeah, he's going to get his yards. He may get over 69 yards, all right?
Yeah.
But we are on fire, all right? Jalen is the man. We are on fire. It's going to be 38-14.
Wow.
Eagles.
I'm going to take the point. I'm going to give the 9 points. It's 9 points.
Yeah.
You're saying this is over. It's over by the half, Jason?
Absolutely, okay?
Wow.
We have the best offensive line in the NFL, all right? And we have the one of the best defenses in the NFL, all right? And that's why we're going to win. Because, you know, our whole team is just fabulous.
All right. Now, Jason, I don't want to get ahead, but I need to know. I'm trying to plan for next week. What are you doing on Christmas Eve?
I'm focusing on this week, and next week we're going to focus on next week.
Whoa! He is tunnel visioning me, Johnson.
That's a good thing.
Johnson, he is saying he will not cost a trap game.
You
will worry about Dallas after this week. Is that what I'm hearing, Jason?
Exactly.
Give me one.
And you are you telling the fans to do likewise?
Yes, I am.
All right,
that's leadership.
Jonesy, I think you have one thing you need to ask him for.
Give me one, Jay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, now I will indicate that his words there worry me.
Why?
You do not ever take an opponent lightly. Now, here's why I love Jalen Hurts more than Wentz, more than Foles, more than McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
More than Cunningham, more than Jaworski. All of those people at some point would get swept up in what's being said. And there was a lot said this week. I have zero fear that Jalen Hurts listened to what was being said or would have cared if he did. He does. Jonesy, this is the unique nature of this guy.
Right. If he did anything, Angie, it would just motivate him even more.
So
it would be a mistake from other people
to think
that it would not.
I'm going to roll out in the next few minutes the things that were said yesterday, including a late jump in by Chris Sims.
Oh, I can't
wait. One of Jalen Hurts' biggest critics. Chris Sims felt he was handed a piece of gold this week by Micah Parsons.
He stepped into this one, too.
Chris Sims is a fraud. You understand? Chris Sims has been riding his father's coattails for years and years, and he proved it again yesterday. But I don't fear at any point that my quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is listening to it or would care if he were.
Correct.
Is why I love this guy. And that is why I bring on now, to get you ready for Sunday at 1, the one of the greatest callers in the history of this radio show, Sign Man John. Hi, John.
Good morning.
John, do you worry at all that Hurts has heard the disrespect from Micah Parsons? Is that a concern of yours?
No, he handled it perfect. His answer was, we got Chicago this week.
Yep.
Perfect. This is the guy that is quintessential Philadelphia athlete. Every time he opens his mouth, it's what you're sitting there saying, that's what the guy should say. How many athletes have we come through here? They open their mouth, oh, they're run out of Philly, they're tough in Philly. No, this kid is perfect.
Simon John, you go all the way back to the vet. That's where you did the signs many, many years ago. You've been an Eagles fan your whole life. Where do you rank Jalen Hurts among the quarterbacks you have enjoyed in these years?
Well, to me, I mean, you've got to look at Foles all the time because of the Super Bowl. I mean, until he does it, he's not there yet, but I'd put him right at the top. Everybody says McNabb. Forget it. If this kid never played another down for the Eagles, I'd put him ahead of McNabb. Just because of what we just talked about.
Yep.
The complete opposite. Everything that McNabb wasn't, this kid had.
I love it. And that's why I have full faith. I doubt I would bet against the Eagles in any game the rest of the season because I believe in that young man.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why. Have you ever been to Soldier Field, Simon John?
Yes, a few years ago. It's probably one of the best opening intros of any stadium I've ever been. When they be right before the national anthem, the video montage that they put in, they mix theirs players with actual and military people, and then right before they say, welcome to Soldier Field, as they walk, the camera pans up that hall of soldiers and people. It's awesome.
One of the best intros ever. Well, you are the master of the great intro. Would you get our fans ready for Sunday at 1 o'clock at Soldier Field?
We're going to try. This probably isn't my best performance. It's been a long week, but we'll try.
Don't worry. I know it'll be great. Let's hear it, Simon John.
Jalen Hurts doesn't have what it takes. Can't throw the deep ball. Their defense can't stop the run. They're soft. Beneficiaries of a weak schedule. They'll be exposed when the schedule toughens. Each week, questions and doubts, regardless of performance. This week, it's the trap game for Philly. You are looking live at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Philadelphia Eagles continue to be the NFL's most consistent and dominant team. Each week, acing test after test. Yet, they just keep changing the questions. To their credit, they just eye the prize, which for now is the NFC's number one seed and what would appear to be an overmatched Chicago Bears team. Remember, this is a league built by any given Sunday. But this group from Philly doesn't seem to be like any other team.
I love it, Johnny. Are you kidding me?
Great.
That was wonderful. That was awesome. Simon and John, you are a legend in this town. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. I think I'm coming down next Friday live. It's too big a game. It's Christmas.
We won't
John,
be there.
John, we will not be here. That's a holiday time. But don't be away from calling us on Thursday. We need more of this, John. You're having a great season. We're 12-1. Thank you, my friend.
We can't let it in.
Love it. Sideman John, ladies and gentlemen. All right, when we come back, I will update you on a lot of stuff that was said yesterday by Von Miller, who did the podcast that got the trouble going for Micah Parsons. The latest spin by Micah Parsons. And then you will hear Chris Sims attempt to jump on the sinking ship and make a fool of himself yet again.
Moron.
That's next. And then Winners and Weasels. And then Mike Lombardi, WIP Sports, Type 637.
Window Nation is spreading holiday cheer by saving you thousands from high inflation, escalating costs, and rising rates by giving you 0% interest for 5 full years. For a limited time, get 60 months with no interest payments. That's in addition to Window Nation's amazing buy 2, get 2 free savings. You get both if you call Window Nation now. We're facing the highest energy costs in over 25 years, and your bill could be as much as 28% more than last year. Cut your energy use by up to 30%, increase your home's value, and get unheard of savings. Make 0 interest payments for 5 years. Plus, get 2 windows free with every 2 you buy with no limit. With Window Nation's precision installation, your new windows will lock out the cold and keep your energy bills lower. And with no interest for 60 months, you'll have plenty of extra cash for your holiday spending. Hurry, this won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Get no interest for 5 full years and 2 windows free for every 2 you buy.
Friday, we are at the beautiful Borgata. If you're in the area, come by. We are right in front of the Gypsy Bar. And I'm just going to start with this, and I don't want to belabor a point, but there have been people at WIP this week who have tried not to acknowledge a very juicy story that kind of gets you ready for Christmas Eve. Micah Parsons, the best player on the Cowboys, went after the best player on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, this week. And there are still people who work at this radio station who are trying not to acknowledge this story, although day after day, there are cuts after cuts from people wanting to offer their thoughts on what Michael Parsons said. If somehow you've been in a cave, basically Parsons said, don't give a lot of credit to Jalen Hurts for the great success of the Eagles this year. It's part of the system. And then he took a lot of feedback. And yesterday, he said all this stuff on Von Miller's podcast. And one of the reasons he said it, Jonesy, you do a ton of these too.
Yep.
He felt comfortable with a fellow NFL player. 100%. And he let his guard down.
Yeah, he did.
And he decided to say things he normally would not tell a broadcast.
Yeah, no, he told what he really thinks.
Yes,
I mean,
he
did. Not, that is what he believes, but he normally would not say that because you're adding fuel to a fire.
Von Miller made it clear yesterday in an interview he did that he does not like on his podcast to feature hot takes.
Yeah.
He wants the opinion of the athlete unfettered by all this stuff they do now on Twitter and social media.
Oh, well, he got it.
He was not ready for what Parsons, now I'm willing to say, had already planned to do. Parsons knew what he was going to do when he got on that podcast. Here's Von Miller yesterday, make it clear. What happened with Parsons was not his idea.
I don't like, you know, the hot takes. I never try to steer like my guests in that direction. I feel like if, you know, our segment goes viral, it should just go viral just because it's me and you talking. So I do a really good job of, like, talking to the guys because I don't like to be blindsided. So I did that with Michael twice.
We
get on the show. We started talking. And then all of a sudden, Micah asked me a question. And Micah was like, so is it Jalen Hurts or the team? And I'm like, whoa. You know, I was kind of taken back and I was trying to think about, you know, the next, you know, to try to, like, you know, to try to, you know, keep it down. I tried to come up. And he just kept going with it. I was like, man, you know, Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. You know, he's in the running for MVP.
That's pretty good. That's good insight.
That was very good Miller. Good. Miller's out for the year. He plays for Buffalo.
That's
right
the Bills.
That's a good break for everybody else.
All right. So, yeah, it sure is. Yeah. He's a hell of a player. Anyway, so now Parsons he's interrogated by the Dallas media because they realize he has created a storm here that they don't need. That the game is at 8 days from now. It's Christmas Eve, and that's when that big game's going to be played. And yesterday, Parsons made it clear he knows what the reaction is now in this city.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they hate me.
That's correct.
Yeah. The answer's
that
yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And he knows the area since he went to Penn State. And then he attempted to walk it back, but not entirely. Here's what he said.
You got to stand on everything you say just as a man. But obviously, they small clipped it and just took one line of what was really talked about. But no pun intended or no disrespect to Hurts. I think he's doing great this year. But you know what I mean? I'm a defensive guy. And, you know, I said their Eagles defense is just a team to watch. I mean, they just got hell of a players over there that's been making plays all year. So from a defensive aspect, you know, I know how offensive guys just kind of get all the credit. So I just want to stick up for the defensive guys. So,
you know, I did listen to your you show, Johnson, and you did seem to short clip
He is completely full of it.
We played full parts of it.
Do not believe a lick of what he just said. He could have walked back, oh, it's the team, great roster. He went on to say in that podcast, comparing Jalen Hurts to Brock freaking Purdy. He meant every word that he said, belittling the accomplishments of Jalen Hurts.
Clearly, Johnson not pleased with that explanation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they hate me.
Johnson is correct that he was not short-clipped.
That guy's full of it.
there were several cuts where he continued to reiterate that Hurts is really just not a big part of why they succeeded. Anyway, this will only get more fun as we go along here, because then Parsons reiterated that it's time you show some respect for the Eagles' defense.
People forget that football's complimentary. How good we do on defense helps that. So we hold a team to their 20, and they punt, and then we got Turpin back there, and he gets the ball back to the 50. Now, Dak's already on the plus side, you know? So it's complimentary football. Not everything's just QB or whatever. It's, you know, it's just complimentary football. It's defenders. It's special teams, guys that, you know, don't get the credit. And we kind of just focalize on one position, but there's 22 jobs out there.
Jonesy, what he's saying is he wanted to focus on the great play of the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, I'm
is
not.
Is that what he was doing?
No,
that's
he was bold. Not. No, he knew exactly what he was doing. He's actually a pretty bright guy.
Oh, he is. He graduated in 3 years. Not, I mean, he's not a dumbbell.
He's not. And he stirred it. Good for him. He stirred it. He made it interesting.
He wanted to stir it, and yeah. He did. And then one more philosophy from Parsons on the game of football is not just about quarterback.
For a lot of people, it's not about anything to do with quarterbacks. It's just football. And if you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you, you know.
I actually do understand football, Ange, and what I remember from the first game is that he had zero pressures until Lane Johnson went out.
Yeah, and when times like this happen, times of controversy and crisis, what you need to add to the fire is the words of a stone-cold moron. And fortunately, from NBC, Chris Sims stepped forward.
He's
again.
He's back?
This is the same horse's ass who 2 years ago did not include Hurts in the top 40 of quarterbacks.
Correct.
And 2 years later, Hurts is making him, is exposing him for his stupidity. The only reason Chris Sims even has a voice is because his father was a great football player and a great broadcaster. And he got this moron the jobs that he took. So yesterday, oh my God, somebody held out a beautiful stick for him to grab onto before he drowns. And sure enough, Chris Sims jumped in and echoed the words of Micah Parsons.
I feel like it's setting up where it's just like the quarterback of the best teams going to win the MVP. And I want to go, there's just no way he's more valuable to his team than Mahomes, Burrow, or Allen. Like, no way. Those teams are, they're not the same teams if they don't have them at quarterback. Where I'd go, if you put Gardner Minshew in the Eagles, they'd still be really damn good. I'm sorry. And that's where, you know, I don't totally disagree with, you know, some of Micah Parsons' thoughts there.
Rhea, are you impressed with the thinking now of Chris Sims?
No, he's a dumbbell. I mean, did Patrick Mahomes have the best team when he won the MVP, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes,
they
had
the best team.
Yes, he did.
Rhea,
so he shouldn't have won it?
He's putting Minshew in and saying it would have been fine. It would
listen,
be fine.
Listen, you referenced the top 40 that he did last year where he put Kellen Mond, who, you know, I think has played in one game.
Yep.
This year, he's got Carson Wentz ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
So anyway, let me just give you my winners and weasels right now. My winner of the week is a man. I'll start with weasel, Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
do I have to explain to you why?
Easy enough.
Never mind. Winner of the week is a man who took 29 snaps in the Eagles game last Sunday and had 3 sacks. He is the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. And here is why Brandon Graham is my winner.
In the gun, Jones. Jones takes a low snap, and Jones tries to get up. He can't. He's sacked by Brandon Graham. He steps up. He's hit. He's sacked. They got him, and the football comes loose, and the Eagles recover.
Brandon Graham.
Brandon Graham with his second sack of the game. This time, another sack. And this one, Brandon Graham, his third of the day.
Brandon Graham was amazing on Sunday. And he is close now to his life goal.
This
of getting
weekend.
Double set. And Rhea's believing this could be the weekend for him. Winner of the week, Brandon Graham. Weasel of the week, Micah Parsons. What are they playing for, Johnson?
They're playing for a pair of what will be impossible tickets to get to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at the Link June 16th. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning at Ticketmaster.com. A $50 Visa gift card, an Eagles black mini helmet, and a pair of tickets for New Year's Eve to watch the fireworks on the Battleship New Jersey. That's Battleship at newjersey.org.
That is good stuff. Beat me today. on the line with us is a man who is heading out to the Windy City. Hi, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, Angelo. How are you today? I'm sitting on the turnpike driving in the rain and said nobody's going to Chicago, so guess I had a call.
All right. When are you going and who you going with?
My daughter goes to Loyola Chicago, so I'm going out to pick her up and bring her back for the end of the semester. So I'm going to take her to the game on Sunday and bring her home afterwards.
Wait. You're driving to Chicago right now?
I am, in the rain on the turnpike.
Oh, Bill, how long a ride is that?
14?
Nah, with me driving, it's 12 with me, probably 11.
Oh, the
You're
pride.
Fast.
The pride Bill shows in breaking our laws. It's great. And so, Bill, you're going to do this, and it's just a perfect timing because your daughter's there, and you're not going to fly. You're going to ride. This is cool.
I'll drive her back for the semester, bring her stuff back, and take her back in January. But, yes, so I've been there before. First time I was there, actually, was the we're at the last game in the old Soldier Field when the Eagles beat them in the playoffs in 2001. So it's right. The first time in a new one.
You got good seats. Where'd you get the seats, Bill?
It's one on StubHub. Got them downstairs. The cheaper seats were behind the Bears bench, actually. On the other side of the field, the Eagles benches, they're almost double the price.
Ah,
so we're like
amazing.
The sixth row behind the Bears bench at the 20-yard line, $180 a piece. That's not too bad.
What do you expect to see Sunday?
Just put 8 men in a box and stop them. It's going to be windy. Take the under. And just they're not going to be able to throw the ball. If it's going to be 30-mile-an-hour winds, there's no way they can run the ball. So just put 8 men in a box and make them run the ball.
I just got to know this, Bill. You're taking your daughter to the game.
Yes.
Is she an Eagles fan?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
You're a hell of a father. You're a good parent, too, Bill. I love this story.
I've been called worse than that. But anyway.
Bill, have a great trip.
Too, I want to mention that throw it a shot to Jonesy, too. I was actually in Phoenix on Sunday at the game, and Jonesy was nice enough to take a picture with us.
Wow.
Nice. Jonesy's all over the world, too.
Doesn't surprise me. Bill, have a safe trip and enjoy the victory.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
That's a lot of traveling for him.
Yeah. Man, that's a drive.
Nice life. Oh,
that's a drive. That's a long drive. 215-592-9494. When we come back, we'll get answers to a lot of our questions. We'll throw Mike Lombardi into the deep end of the Michael Parsons thing.
Interesting.
And lots more. But I want to tell you right now that Christmas is almost here, fellas. 8 days away from Christmas Eve and the big game. You better make sure you got a big present on that tree, and you better go see my friend Steven Singer for that, because he is the best jeweler on Jewelers Row, and he has been for over 40 years. And I'm going to just tell you how it works. We don't know what we're talking about with jewelry. We don't expect to. We don't have to. Steven Singer does. That's why he created a company. He created a jewelry store where you don't have to worry about all these negotiating games and the sales and all the stuff you see at most of these places. He's just going to give you what you want. He's going to give it to you at a fair price right from the start. So if you're looking for the diamond stud earrings that everybody is this time of the year, just go online at IHateStevenSinger.com. It says Anita Diamond Stud Earrings. They start at just $298. You can order them, and you will still get them in plenty of time for Christmas if you order them today. Don't worry about whether you're getting the right thing, because he gives you a full 100-day, 100%, no hassle, money-back guarantee, and you could trade him in anytime you want for the full value to get something else. Steven Singer is there for you. He's been there for you for so many years. Go to the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or check him out online at IHateStevenSinger.com.